This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's World War II veterans. Today's episode, The Recruiter.
In a 1944 recruiting film for the Women's Army Corps, two porch-sitting gents dismiss the idea that women could contribute to America's war effort.
This is a man's war. What sort of jobs can they do?
What sort of jobs can we do? Take a look, mister.
Bringing women into service was a new idea in World War II.
General Eisenhower said, "In many jobs, wax do the work of two men. The Army needs and can use all it can get."
But many opposed the very idea of female enlistees. Jean Behrmann joined the Women's Army Corps in 1943.
Recruitments were so few that a lot of us as officers were sent back to hometowns to do some recruiting.
Getting women to sign up proved a tough task due to myths and innuendo.
"We know that the rumors about the wax are so much hot air."
"No rouge.
No lipstick.
No nail polish.
No rouge.
Toss that one in the ash can."
Behrmann had to address stories far more troubling than restrictions on grooming.
There was a lot of nasty articles and slanderous kinds of stuff coming at women in service.
Women in uniform were rumored to be what was then called of low moral character, even prostitutes. At the root of these stories, fears and resentment that women would take men's jobs to free them for combat.
"Oh yes, it's your war too, Miss and Mrs. America."
By war's end, ideas changed. 350,000 American women served in World War II. Their contributions were called critical, and their presence forever altered the idea of who could serve.
"We shall live up to the legends of our fighting men."
Veterans Voices is produced by Ampers, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at minnesotavets.org.